This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Monday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. People can move outside their 5K from today with the easing of Level 5 restrictions. Here's how we reported that story earlier today.
A number of Level 5 restrictions are being eased today for the first time this year. The 5K travel limit has been lifted, with people free to travel within their own county or 20 kilometres from their home. Two private households can meet outside but not in private gardens. More construction is resuming and school is back for all students. Infectious diseases specialist Professor Sam McConkie says there is a clear end in sight to the crisis.
People can get back in to have a cup of tea with their neighbour and maybe even hug their neighbour if they're also vaccinated. Now, I accept that that's mostly people over 85 and healthcare workers are in that situation at this point. So it's only a segment of maybe 5 or 6% of the population that have got that far. But I think that's a positive vision for the rest of the population to say, well, that's where we're hopefully heading.
People are being asked to continue to work from home despite the easing of restrictions. Here's how we reported that story in our morning bulletins.
Meanwhile, the acting chief medical officer has urged people not to take the return to school as a signal to return to the workplace. Dr. Ronan Glynn says there are many reasons for hope, with the lowest daily number of new COVID-19 infections since before Christmas yesterday. The latest data shows 303 people have tested positive and two more patients with the virus are confirmed to have died.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport, and Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters by a single shot at Augusta to become the first male player from Japan to claim a major title. Matsuyama carded a final round of 73 to finish up on 10 under par, one ahead of the American Will Zalatoris. Xander Schauffele, who was playing alongside Matsuyama in the final pairing, ended up on 7 under par alongside Jordan Spieth. Shane Lowry, meanwhile, was just outside the top 20 on level par. In football, Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says they used yesterday's VAR controversy as motivation. The Red Devils thought they had gone ahead through Edinson Cavani. However, it was ruled out for what was deemed a foul by Scott McTominay on Son. Son would score the opener before goals from Cavani, Fred and Greenwood secured the win.
I think that kick-started us, though. You know, yeah, I know we conceded a goal just after, but the performance from then till the end of the game was so much better, because we did start like a team. It looked like we'd been in Europe on Thursday night.
Tonight, West Brom host Southampton from 6. Then at 8:15, Brighton host Everton. And Cork's Fintan McCarthy and Paula Donovan combined to win gold for Ireland in the final of the lightweight men's double sculls at the European Rowing Championships in Italy yesterday. While the women's four of Afrik Kyo, Emer Lam, Fiona Murcha and Emily Hegarty claimed silver behind the Netherlands.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.
Can I get straight to the phone lines? Because we were also tweeting this over the weekend. I mean, this is pretty shocking, but let Dennis tell the story. Dennis, good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Now, I know that Rocco the dog is home, so delighted. And you can tell us about that in a moment. But what happened over the weekend?
So I went out for a walk with Rocco yesterday about 4:00. We go the same route nearly every day up past Murphy's Rock Pub, out towards the Black Man Pub out that lane.
Yeah.
We just came to the start of the lane. A white Ford Focus drove past me and I didn't pay much attention to it. It didn't seem suspicious. The car turned around in the lane and drove past me. A man jumped out with a face mask on and a hood up with a hammer. He said, "Give me that dog." He tried to hit me a couple of times with the hammer. He was, you know, ducking, trying to avoid it. And he just grabbed the dog, got into the car and sped away. He was in the back. There was two in the front.
With a hammer?
With a hammer, yeah.
And what kind of a dog is Rocco?
He's a French bulldog.
What did you do next?
There was a couple across the road. They saw it happening. They ran over straight away. The first thing I did actually was take a picture of the car as it was driving away. I thought I got the reg, but when I looked at the picture afterwards, they actually had covered the reg with tissue. So they knew what they were doing. It wasn't an opportunistic thing. I think they knew what they were doing because they'd covered the reg. But as soon as I took the picture, I rang the guards and straight away.
Okay. When they jumped out, the guy with the, was it a balaclava? Did he say anything? Did you say
he did like a surgical face mask on and his hood off?
Okay, so you couldn't see his face. What did he actually say? Give me the dog, or I'll hit you with the hammer, something like that.
Give me that effing dog, yeah. And he actually tried to hit me with the hammer as well, yeah.
Tried to hit you where, in the head?
in the head, yeah.
Now, Rocco is a black and white French bulldog. Would you think he regarded that as a dog worth stealing because it's an expensive dog?
They're an expensive breed, yeah. So I'd say that's probably why it happened. So there was other people that had walked past me in the area with their dogs. He didn't stop and try and do it to them. He stopped me. You know what I mean?
Okay. So that was 4 o'clock.
About 4:20, yeah.
Okay. What happened then? The guards got involved, public got involved, you posted it online. Pick up the story again.
So a guard's car arrived. They asked me to the scene where it happened. They asked me quickly what happened, but they sped off. They said they were going to look for the car. So they sped off, but they told me wait where I was, that another car would be along. So another car came along. I don't live far from where it happened, so all my family came up. And we stayed there with the guards for a while. We were talking. And I asked the guards, is it okay to share it on social media? I didn't know what to do. And they said, yeah, do it. So I did. I never expected it to blow up the way it did. I think at the moment it is about 24,000 shares. Hundreds of messages coming through, hundreds of comments and things like that. And I just can't thank people enough.
Well, that's because it's so blatant and brazen and vicious. Somebody jumps out of a white Ford Focus with a hammer. I mean, that's in a different league. And if you had put up a fight, do you think you could have got a slap of it?
I'd say so, yeah. Like, I had to avoid getting hit with it. He didn't use it as a threat. He didn't use it to scare me. He tried to hit me with it.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra Daily.